in the mid-1980s, I communicated with some people from the Soviet Union that I had met on PC Board, FidoNet, and some other electronic bulletin board system networks. This was before we called it the Internet. We met online because Levin was a PhD in Moscow. He ran the International Computer Club, and I was also involved with PC user groups. But I sure had it a lot easier communicating than he did. Levin and his small group had to be constantly on the move. The KGB was trying to find them because they were, quote, dangerous to the state. They had a dot matrix printer and a telephone modem so they could communicate with outsiders like me, and that simply wasn't allowed. I got to meet Levin and a colleague at a computer convention after the fall of the Soviet Union. The connectivity gave them such power, power only the state had held before. The old adage that you should never pick a fight with people who buy ink by the barrel has been updated by the computer revolution. So when Nepal shut down the internet to its people in 2005, or Burma, Myanmar, shut it down in 2007, we're interested, but we go about our business. It's similar when China or other countries censor certain websites, provide their own search engines full of propaganda and no outside results, or make net usage or email access prohibitively expensive. But when Egypt pulled the plug on January 28, 2011, it was historic. Computer World reported, quote, "Unlike other incidents where governments in Iran, Tunisia, and elsewhere tried to control the flow of information by throttling specific internet services and sites, the Egyptian government seems to have simply pulled the plug on all internet services nationwide," end quote. How prepared are we to do business should a disaster happen? We are increasingly dependent on mobile connectivity and cloud-based software, both apps and traditional, and data storage. What happens if the lights go out or the net goes down? This week's 1 Minute Podcast was brought to you by OhioNet. Check out their VoIP solutions at ohio.net. See you next week if the power and networks stay up.